Pei Zayin Amid Aleph, 14 lines in the top. Gemara is trying to figure out the source that Nisan is the first month of the year. Because the Torah doesn't say clearly Nisan is the first month of the year. The Torah just says, you know, this month should be the first month. So first the Gemara learned it out from Shamar Chedesh Aviv and the springtime, and the Gemara said maybe it's odd, it is also part of the spring and so on. So the Gemara says 14 lines in the top, Elam and Avchiste. So the Avchiste answers a different place where we learned it out from. Because he said Mehacha, it says different pasuk. It says Ach b'chamisha asiyem l'chedesh ha-shvi, on the 15th day of the 7th month, which means 15th day of Tishrei, when you gather the grain of the crop of the land, so then you celebrate the Yom Tov Sukkos, right? Now again, the Gemara is trying to figure out, all the Torah doesn't have any names of months. The Torah just goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? So the question is, the 7th month is the 7th month from when? Okay? So the Gemara is trying to figure out as follows. The Torah says the 7th month when you gather the grain. Now the Gemara says, Ezer Chedesh Yesh Ba'asifa, which month do you gather grain in? So Gemara says, obviously it's a Tishrei. I mean, that's an agricultural thing. That the one that they gather the crop in the month of Tishrei. V'kakarta l'ashvi. And the Torah calls it the 7th month. Which means, Nisan is the first month. Okay? Because the fact that the Torah says, the month you gather the grain, the crop, which we know is Tishrei, and the Torah calls it the 7th month, so obviously the first month is Nisan. So the Gemara says, no, Reimer Mar Cheshvan, maybe the month of gathering is not Tishri but Cheshvan, and Shvi is the 7th of Iyar. Maybe Iyar is the first month, and Cheshvan is the 7th month, because in Cheshvan you also gather the crop, not only in Tishri. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says, no, Be'in and Asiv Alak, but you need the gathering time, and in Cheshvan you don't gather. So the Gemara says, Reimer Elul. Okay, so maybe it's the month before Tishrei. And my Shvi le Adar, and maybe Adar is the first month, and then Elul is the 7th month. So the Gemara says, no, Bein and Reiv Asiv Aleka. You need the majority of gathering. And the majority of gathering is done in Tishrei, not in Elul. So the Gemara asks, Mi di Reiv Asiv Ksiv? Does the Torah say you need the majority of gathering? Doesn't say it's the majority of gathering, so therefore the Gemara's question remains. Maybe the 7th month is Elul, and therefore the 1st month is Adar. You still have no proof. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's a given this into the 1st month. The Gemara's just trying to see, where do you see clearly in the Torah that the Torah calls this in the 1st month? So the Gemara started bringing from this, like before the Gemara brought from one proof. Now the Gemara's trying to bring a second proof. Because gathering crop normally isn't Tishrei. So if Tishrei is the 7th month, then Nisan is the 1st. But the Gemara is asking, how do you know it's Tishrei? Maybe you celebrate Sukkot in Elul. And the 7th month is from Adar. How do you know? So Elam and Ravina answers as follows. Dabar zeh mitayres meisher abeinu leila matnu. He says that Nisan is the 1st month, we don't know from Tayres Meisha, meaning Chumash. He says, you're right. From Chumash, there is no proof clearly that Nisan is the 1st month. But Midivrei Kabbalah lamadnu. We learn it from scriptures, from Neviim and Ksuvim, not from Tanakh, not from Torah, but from Neviim and Ksuvim. Why? Because it says in the pasuk in Zecharia, "B'yayim Esrim v'arba," in the 24th day, "Lashtei Aser Chedesh," to the 11th month, which is Chedesh Shvat. So it says clearly, the 11th month is Shvat. If the 11th month is Shvat, the 1st month is Nisan. I mean, that's the Gemara is clear. So he says, you can't learn it from Chumash, but here it says clearly, the 11th month is Shvat, so therefore the 1st month is Nisan. That's one proof. Rabbi Bar Ula says from a different pasuk. It says in the Megillah Esther, Vatilakach Esther al Malach HaChashverosh, Esther was taken in the beauty pageant, Esther was taken to the house of HaChashverosh, al Beis Malchusei, to the royal palace, when, Bachedesh Asiri, in the 10th month, Hu Chodesh Tevis, which is Tevis. So if Tevis is the 10th month, Nisan is the 1st month. Rav Kahana, Memeochet, Rav Kahana says from a different pasuk. What's the pasuk? It says, Ba'abo l'chedesh atshi, the 4th of the 9th month, which is Kislev. So again, you see in scriptures, because in scriptures it starts using names of the month. And the Torah clearly says which number and the date and the name. So you see clearly that Nisan has to be the 1st month. Ravacha bar Yaakov says from here, again in the Megillah, it says Vayikaru Seifri HaMelech Vayisahi, that they were called the king's scribes, Vachedush HaShlish Yochedush Sivan, in the 3rd month, in the month of Sivan. Again, so Sivan is the 3rd month, obviously Nisan is the 1st month, right in the middle of the page, Zayin Amid Aleph. Rav Ashi says another proof. It says, it says when Haman cast the lottery, you know, so it says he did it mechedesh lechedesh, from day to day, from chedesh lechedesh, and then it says lechedesh name asar chedesh adar, the 12th month, which is Adar. So again, if the 12th month is Adar, then the 1st month is Nisan.
Haman took the Yiddish,
because he wanted to do it against the Jews, so he wanted to find out which is the bad month for the Jews. And when he came to Adar, the Gemara says he was very happy. Why? Because Adar, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu died, it's a bad month for the Jews. But the Gemara says he didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu was already also born in Adar. So it's a good month for the Jews. But he did it based on the Yiddish calendar,
because
he was superstitious. He wanted to find out which is a bad month for the Jews. Another proof is Mehacha. It says clearly in the Megillah, Bachedesh Harishon, Huchedesh Nisan. You can't get clearer than this. The 1st month is Nisan. So the Gemara is finally answering, I mean, all these proofs, but the Gemara says this is a clear one. In fact, the Gemara is going to ask, why doesn't everybody agree with this pasuk? Everybody knew this pasuk. It's in Megillah. It says clearly the 1st month is Nisan. Why does it say all these other months?
So we don't ask where they got it from.
Oh, then no, that's Teira. That's Teira, yeah. They got it because they understood. Or, again, the Gemara also knew that the 1st month is Nisan. The Gemara is trying to see where do we see clearly in Chumash or Tanakh. So first the Gemara tried from Chumash. The Gemara refuted all the proofs. So therefore the Gemara said the expression, we don't learn it out from Teiras Meisha, we can't learn it out from Chumash, we have to learn out from Nevi'im. And the Gemara brought all these proofs, clearly, that Nisan is the 1st, what?
Where in the Talmud did they, like, decide what books to keep in the Tanakh?
The Gemara is in Bava Basra. The Gemara goes through the whole list of Tanakh. It's basically Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. They did want to put away a few books. The Chacham wanted to bury Shir Hashirim. They wanted to bury Cheskel, because seemingly there is a little bit of contradictions between that and Chumash. So initially they said, well, then these books we can't keep, you know, they're wrong. Until the Chachamim answered it. In fact, this coming Shabbos is Haftarah in Parshas Emor. What we read in the Haftarah, and if you follow the Haftarah this coming Shabbos, you'll see that there's so many contradictions to Chumash about the laws of Kohanim. That because of that, the Chachamim wanted to bury it. But instead, they answered it, the rabbis came and answered, and therefore they kept it.
Rabbi, why wouldn't Hashem give, instructions where things are? Okay, here's where you find this from. Here's in the Torah.
He is. You have a Chumash. That's called Chumash.
They're trying to figure out where we learn each halacha from.
The Gemara has an expression. Sometimes we do it Yagdol Teira v'Yadir, just to add Teira. The Gemara says, all this that you're learning now is irrelevant, or whatever. Why are you elaborating on it? Well, this is to make Teira greater. We shouldn't complain. We have 63 tractates. In the time of the mission, there were 600 tractates. Can you imagine? We have 63 and they had 400. Because the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, what did Rashbi No, it's like the Lag Ba'Omer season now. Rashbi was in the cave, right? Rashbi Mechai was in the cave for 13 years. So what did he learn? He learned Torah all day. What did they learn? He said, Zayar, 2-3 months, the whole story. Mm-hmm. He said, they didn't say things twice. So the whole Zayar took him 2-3, he says, Bezal Gimel Chadoshim, 2 or 3 months. What did they do for 30? So the Rebbe is writing in Tanya that they had 600 tractates, and that's what they were learning, Rav Shimon Yochai and his sons.
They wrote a lot.
Well, not in the cave, they didn't write too much. They didn't have anything to write with.
They write it when they came out or before they went in?
Most of it was afterwards. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "V'kula my time la'amir mihai." Okay, Zayin Amir Aleph, 2/3 of the way down. So the Gemara, right before the lines get wide, right before Zayin Amir Aleph, right before the lines get wide, "V'kula my time la'amir mihai." If so, the Gemara asks a very simple question: why doesn't everybody learn it off in this pasuk that says clearly in the Megillah that Nisan is the first month? So the Gemara says, Dilma Ma'irishin, maybe over there the first month doesn't mean the first month of the calendar year. Maybe it means Rishin Lemilsi, the first month when it happened, when the story of Purim happened. In other words, the Gemara says in the first month he did this and this, right? The Gemara says, so we're proving from that the first month of the calendar year is Nisan. The Gemara says, no, but maybe over there when it says the first month, it meant the first month when the story happened. Either the decree or the nullification of the decree, whatever. Okay, the Tana didon. Now the Gemara asks as follows: our Mishnah that we learned before doesn't hold of all this. So now, why doesn't our Mishnah state that Nisan is the first of the month? The Mishnah doesn't say the first of Nisan is the new year for counting months. All the Gemara, the Mishnah says, and the first day of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings and holidays. So the Gemara says, why doesn't our Mishnah also say Nisan is the first Rosh Hashanah for months? So the Gemara answers, B'shanim Kamayri, because Aitan is only talking about years, B'chadashim Le Kamayri. He's not speaking about months. So therefore, it's irrelevant. You're right, Aitan also holds that Nisan is the first of the months. But he's not talking about months, so he doesn't mention. He's not going to mention something he's not talking about. Okay, then the Gemara says, it's just new piece of Gemara, the first of the wide lines. The Gemara says, Uli Budin, that the first of Nisan is also the Brisis of Nara Mishnah, is the first year of leap years. The first month of leap years. And the Gemara doesn't know yet what that means. The Gemara is trying to figure out what that means. The Gemara says, Li Buddha, so the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara thought now it means that when do you make a leap year in Nisan? So Gemara says, the boy mi Nisan, do we count the leap years from Nisan? Vatanya, we learned in the Braise, Eima'abin Mashon, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to make a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. Vim Ibur, and if they did, Einem Ubedis, it's not a leap year. That means, how. Okay, now we have a calendar, right? Like we learned already in the past, and it's very important for this Masechta, because that's where they figure it out from. According to our calendar, we have a 19-year cycle, 12 regular years, 7 leap years. Okay, what is a Jewish leap year? We had another month of Adar. So our calendar is fixed. I mean, we know exactly which year of the calendar is going to be a leap year. Okay, that's already established 2,000 years ago. There's no issue with that. Okay, but in the time when of the Beis Hamikdash, when they did figure out when the leap year is going to be a leap year, so the Gemara Braisa says they're not allowed to do it before Rosh Hashanah.
No?
Huh?
No matter how you do it before Rosh Hashanah, because you could either do it in like Nisan or...
No, I'm saying, let's say if this year that we're in now, starting from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, right, would be a leap year, the Brezdin would not allow to figure it out and proclaim it before Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Gemara thought now that in the month of Nisan, we already figure out a year later if it's going to be a leap year or not. That means 12 months later is going to be two others or one other. That's what the Gemara thought the Braisa meant. So the Gemara asks, how can you say the Braisa means that you already figure out the leap year in Nisan for the following 12th month? The Gemara says you're not allowed to do it before Rosh Hashanah. You can't do it even before half a year earlier. Mm-hmm. How can Nisan be the time you figure out next year's leap year? And the Gemara says you're not allowed to do it. And even if you did it, it's not a leap year. But in case of a pressing need, and he says, but in case of a pressing need, meaning about a foreign power or the decree about the dangerous situations, okay? So the Gemara says, nevertheless, even though you could do it before Rosh Hashanah sometimes, in pressing needs, you can only do it in other.
Why?
Huh?
Why is it cannot make Lipia before Shun?
Why you can't? Let me see if it says the reason. Yeah, when the corporal came to Lipia, adds another other to now Rosh Hashanah falls 6 months before the time, the people from Besdin will not forget about it. People will forget about it. It's too early. People forget. And then once you proclaim Nissan, you can't go back and make other two others. Once Nissan comes and you proclaim Nissan, you can't say, oh, I'm sorry, this is the second other, it's too late. So the Gemara says that it's too early, a half a year before, to make this decree. Mm-hmm. The only time you could do it is in the time of ultimate need. And Rashi says two cases. What's the two cases when they would need it? He said, what happens if the Jews were afraid that the Romans would decree you can't have a Beis Din?
What's a Beis Din?
A court. The rabbinic court to be able to do it, yeah? So then, they wouldn't be able to have a Beis Din to make the leap year. Because the Romans, they used to make terrible decrees on the spot. You know, they got angry at the Jews, okay, no rabbinic courts anymore. So, if the Jews thought that they saw problems coming, that the guy might make a decree that he can't make a Beis Din, they would do it. Or, if they were afraid that the head of the nation, the Nasi, would be called to the king's palace during the time that they sit for deliberations. And the din is, you're not allowed to make a leap year without the Nasi there. So in other words, if the rabbis thought they would physically not be able to make a leap year, if they didn't do it earlier, then you could do it. But otherwise, you can't do it. So nevertheless, when is the leap year? An other. Okay? So what do you see from this braisa? That you can't do it in Nissan. In other words, how do we learn? Adar is the last month of the year, but why is Adar the leap year month? Why isn't Cheshvan the leap month? I mean, whatever, huh? Why? So the Gemara explains, because Beit Rashi says it. Because when the Torah says, why do we add a leap year? Why do we make a leap year? Because Pesach has to be in the spring. Now, like we said, if you're missing 11 days per year, because this is 354, the lunar calendar, versus 365, so you lose 11 days a year. After 5 months, you'll be 55 days off, you'll be 2 months earlier. So you end up having Pesach in the winter.
After 5 years.
After 5 years, you're right. After 5 years, it's 11 days a year. So after 10 years, you'll be 110 days back. So Pesach will be in the middle of the snowstorms. And the Torah says you need Chodesh Aviv when things ripen in the spring. So from there, the Gemara learned out that you have to make Nissan in the spring. So you have to add the month right before Nissan to make Nissan to be in the spring.
Why not the
month? In the Arab world, where they also use the lunar calendar, but they don't have leap years, so their years attack only 354 days, and therefore their Ramadan, whatever, changes. It's not always the same time of the year, because they only have the lunar calendar, they don't have the extra month. But the Gemara learns out from the fact that Pesach has to be B'chodesh Aviv, in the spring, so the Gemara learns out, Rashi says also, that therefore it has to be in the month right before Nissan to make Nissan into the spring. Therefore, the month is, in fact, there's a whole argument in Halacha. There's an argument in Halacha, which is the...
I wanted to thank you.
Okay, which is the main month? Is the main month first other, or is the main month second? What is the real other, and which is the added one?
No, I don't want to. I want to.
Shh, shh, shh. Is the first other the real one, or is the second other the real one? The whole argument in Halacha, which is the first, the main other, yeah. What do you want to ask?
But why couldn't you do the month right before Adar? Because still it would make Adar later on.
Yeah, but the Torah says, we want Nisan to be made into the spring, so which means, how do you make Nisan in the spring? By adding the month right before it. Okay, now the Gemara says, so the Gemara is trying to figure out, what does it mean, Nisan is, then it's going to be the, what does he mean Iburin though? So Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says, Ma Iburin, what does Iburin mean? Havsakis Iburin. That Nisan is the end of the time, meaning the added month could only be made until Nisan. What does it mean? It explains. The Tran, because we learned in the Braisa, Hein he Idu, these rabbis testified, Shema'abin Mashana Kol Adar, that when you can make a leap year in, during the entire month of Adar. Shahoyu, I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Shahoyu, I mean, there were other opinions that said you could only make it until Purim. And they said the whole month. What it means is as follows. When this Braisa, the Amishna says, the Braisa says, you can make the leap year, Iburin, until Nisan. Okay? How late can you make a leap year? What's the latest time you can make the leap year?
You just said Purim.
Oh, so one opinion says Purim, and we're going to soon learn why. One opinion says Purim is the latest you can make a leap year. And the other opinion says, and these rabbis who testified you can make it the whole month. The second you proclaim Nisan, you can't make a leap year anymore. It's too late.
So it has to be sometime within Adar.
Within Adar. Now, the Gemara says, let's finish the Gemara. My timer, the Omer, Mandi Omer, at Purim. Why does the first opinion say you have to do it by Purim? So it says, Kivan Domer Mar, because the Halacha is, Shelim, Bilchasach, HaKedim, LePesach, Shleishim Yayim, you have to learn the Dinam of Pesach, 30 days before the holiday. So what's going to happen? Also, lizluli bechametz. People are going to become lax in the observance of chametz. Why? Because if you don't make it a leap year, and people start thinking, okay, 30 days, well, they don't want to think. Purim, we start learning Pesach, yeah? All of a sudden, you're going to come and say, no, we're adding another month. So people are going to get all mixed up with the chametz thing. Instead, they didn't have calendars that you can look or you get mixed up. You got mixed up, man. You got mixed up. It was bad. So the Chachamim did things to make life easier for people. They said, by Purim, I want everybody to know if it's going to be a month later in this and that. Because by Purim, people start learning about Pesach. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, we make another month. So people are going to go, oh, mixed up. Once we're already learning about Pesach. There is no Pesach. There is Pesach. So this opinion says the latest you can make is Purim. One second. V'idach and the other person, why do they say you could do the whole month? The other opinion says no, you can really do it the whole month. Why? Because everybody knows that to figure out the month takes a lot of time. You have to figure out the calculations, if you could make it or not make it. And they're going to say, listen, the rabbis didn't make the calculations until now. So therefore, it's no big deal. Okay? So therefore, the Gemara says, what does the Braisa mean when it says that Rosh Hashanah is the first for leap years? It means you're allowed to make a leap year until Nisan comes. That means the last day of Adar, you could say, next month is a leap year. The second Nisan comes, it's too late. You have to keep it as a simple year.
Why didn't they make a calendar? But all the problems that you know.
When Mashiach comes, we're throwing out all the calendars, by the way. Mashiach comes, we're going back to the old system, it says. We're going back to the system of, you know, exactly the witnesses coming and testifying and the whole thing. That's the way the Torah wants it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's not necessarily going to be the way we have it today.
Isn't it
they're afraid the Romans should take, make the Beis Din and all the problems. Make a straight calendar.
No, because the Torah says, Kazev Re'eva Kaddish. You need witnesses to testify that they saw the moon. You have to come to Beis Din, you have to verify the witnesses, and that's what happens. And the Torah wants it that way. The only reason it happened that they changed it because they didn't have a Beis Din anymore to proclaim it. So they had to do it with that koyach, and they figure out the calculations. But still, there's going to come a time, it's going to go back to Rambam says, to the way it was in the olden times.
But,
huh?
I mean, they have planes, they could catch a plane or send an email.
To tell everybody about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, are we going to have 2 days Yom Tov or one day? We're going to have 1 day Yom Tov. Because everybody's going to find out.
Everywhere.
Yeah, and in the second, you can find out around the world.
Now, you can put the pressure.
I don't think they're going to send out shluchim on horseback. I doubt that when Mashiach comes all around the world. But they're going to have to make a safe, foolproof email system, because just like in the olden times, the goyim used to make the torches on the wrong times, you know, and all that. They have to make sure people shouldn't send out wrong email. Huh?
All the Jews will be in Israel anyway, so you don't need to go that far.
No.
Well, the Jews will be in Israel. Israel's going to spread out around the world. Whatever it means.
Which is the real Adar when there's a leap year?
I told you, it's two opinions in Halacha. Some people say the real, for the first one is the main one. Some people say the second one is the main one.
So which one is Purim?
Purim is the second one. But that doesn't mean it's the main month. The Gemara learns it out because it has to be right before Nisan.
Won't the Goyim also have to know when Rosh Chodesh is? Because, from new moon to new moon and from Shabbat to Shabbat, they have to, bow down.
The Jews are going to. This possibly refers to the Jews, not to the Goyim.
Well, the Goyim are not going to bow down to those anymore. After Mashiach.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Pasuk says, what we read last week in the Haftarah, Vayimidei Chedesh B'Chodshim, Midei Shabbos B'Shabbatei, refers to Jews.
Won't say that all flesh, well, it doesn't say.
Yeah, but the question was, does it mean all flesh? Yavei Chobasi, you're right, but it refers basically to Jews.
But then they'll have to know when
Sukkot is. Everybody is going to have to know everything, but everybody will know. I mean, there'll be a system, everybody will know. But the Gemara says, V'tana didan, why doesn't our Tana and our Mishnah say that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the figuring of the leap years? So Gemara says, Baschola Kamaydi, our Tana is only speaking about the beginnings, Bafsakale Kamaydi, it's not speaking about the ending. Okay, so therefore, with Gemara, Mishnah discusses when Nisan is the beginning of things. According to this Braisa, Nisan is the end of the time you can make a leap year. So we're not talking Nisan as an end, we're talking Nisan as a beginning. Then the Gemara says, in the Braise, this is all added under to the Mishnah. In the Braise it says, Trum Eshkolim, that Nisan is the first month for the separation of the new Shkolim. Okay? You know they used to give half a shekel and other. And Nisan was the new year for the Shkolim. So Gemara says, Me Nolan, where do we learn that out from?
If it's a leap year, what would you do the Shkolim in?
Second other. Minolan, Sigmar says, how do I know that Nisan starts the new year? Amr Abyeshi Amakra, because the Pasik says, no, we need to turn the page in. Le Yezm Sirim. Amr Abyeshi, you said, I skipped the page. Zeis Eilas Chedish Bechotchi Lechotchi Ashana. In what we say in Rosh Chedish Kriya, this is the Eil of the Chedish in its month, for the month of the year. What does this mean? The Torah says, "Chadesh va'avei karba mitruma chadasha." Bring the new sacrifices from the new shkolim. Okay, so the Torah says, "Zeis elish chayes bechotche lechotche hashana," which means when a new year begins, you have to bring karbanis from the new shkolim. The gamre shana shana minisin, and we learn out the word shana from shana of nisin, because here it says. The Rishon Hu Lachem Lachotche Hashana, okay, and here it says Lachotche Hashana. So therefore, we learn out what is the new year for separating the money for the new Karbanis in the month of Nisan. What happens is as follows: the people used to give a half a shekel every year. What was the purpose of a shekel? Twofold. Number one, they knew how many Jews there were for the census, right? You're not allowed to count Jews. They gave half a shekel. Another main reason. One second. Another main reason why they counted what they did with the shekels is they bought the public korbanos. So therefore, it was considered everybody had a share in the korban.
Mm-hmm.
Now the korbanos system was on a yearly system. That means when the new year started, the new fiscal Beis Hamikdash year started, so to speak.
Which fiscal?
Money. The new year for Kabbanis, the Shkolim, was Nissan. Therefore, they collected the shekels, the Shkolim, in Adar. That by Nissan, they had the new system in place. Now, in Nissan, because it's the new year, you have to buy the new carbon from the new Shkolim. You can't buy it from last year's Shkolim, because last year's Shkolim were good for last year's Kabbanis. Okay, so now we learn now from the Chachi Hashanah that you have to give for the new year. You have to give from the new Shkolim, and the Gemara says, which is the year? Maybe it's the Gemara is going to ask. Maybe it's Tishrei. The Gemara says because Chachi Hashanah it says by Nissan, Rishinu Lacham Lachachi Hashanah. By us it says Lachachi Hashanah. So we learn out when is the new year for the Shkolim in the month of Nissan. So the Gemara says V'ligmer Shana Shana Mitishrei. So why do you learn out Shana from Nissan that the new year for Kabbanis? Is Nissan, why isn't it from Tishrei? Because by Tishrei it also said Mereishis Hashana from the beginning of the year. So the Gemara answers, Dana Shana Shiyashi Machadashim, Mishana Shiyashi Machadashim. The Gemara answers very simple. Here it says Chotche Hashana, and here it says Chotche Hashana. The other pasuk of Tishrei just says Shana. So if it's more logical, where are you going to learn it out from? Chachi Hashanah from Chachi Hashanah, rather than Chachi Hashanah from the word Shana. So therefore we have one pasuk that says Tishrei, one pasuk that says Nissan, but Nissan is the more logical one. Then the Gemara says, Amir Rav Yudah Mishmol, Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmol, Kabbanis Tziba Abayim Be'achah B'Nissan, the Kabbanis Tziba, that the new Kabbanis that come in Nissan, Mitzvah lahavi min achadosh. The mitzvah is to bring it from the new shkolim. What happens if you didn't? You brought it from the old shkolim. It says imhevi min ayashan. If you brought it from the old money, yotze, it's good. Ala shechitza mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah the best way. That means b'diavad, if you bought the carbon for Rosh Chodesh Nissan from the old shkolim, it's yotze. You don't have to bring another car.
But if it ended up that there weren't enough people to buy,
they always had enough money. They had leftover money, in fact. The Gemara discovered, what do you do with the leftover money?
Yeah,
huh? There's a whole thing in the Masechta Shkolim, the whole Masechta Mishnayis, that talks about all the Shkolim, what they did with it, and the leftover, and how they counted, and the various different compartments that they had. It was a complicated process. The Kohanim that went in, it's an interesting thing. The Kohen that went in, any time in the Beis Hamikdash dealing with money, with the shekels, they went in with garments that had no pockets.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting. The Gemara says, you have to be so careful. The Gemara quotes the pasuk, V'yisim nekiyim mi'ashem mi'yisrael. You have to be clean, not only from God, but mi'yisrael, from a Jew. Meaning, you're not allowed to do anything that will cast suspicion. You know, there were always troublemakers, right? There were always troublemakers. So it says that they didn't want that the Kohen should go in to deal with the Shkolim, taking and, you know, there's a lot of this heavy money there in the Beis Hamikdash, you know? And they didn't want that people should say, hey, the Kohen stole some money, put some money in his pocket. So the din was, anytime they dealt with money, that they go in with no pockets. Yeah, but we don't want people. Of course, the Kohen wouldn't do it, but we don't want people that are not so good speaking about it. That then they listen when they built the Mishkan. When they built the Mishkan, can you believe this? It's a Rashi and Chumash. When they built the Mishkan, and everybody gave the donations and this and that, the Jews suspected Moshe Rabbeinu of stealing money. Can you believe it? The Jews suspected Moshe Rabbeinu, and when they made the Kecheshbon, Moshe Rabbeinu was off.
What is off?
There wasn't the right calculations. So the Torah says, it says a voice came out from heaven and said, hey, the money was used for this and this and this. The discrepancy money. And then everybody saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was honest. We can imagine, even Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jews suspected of stealing money. So therefore, there's a pasuk in the Torah says you have to be clean. You're not allowed to do anything suspicious. I mean, there's a din. We just learned it in the Rambam recently. I mean, doesn't learn Rambam three prakim a day. And the Rambam says it's a gemara, but the Rambam says if I'm a tzedakah collector, I'm collecting tzedakah, and I meet you in the street, and you owe me money personally. You owe me money. And you give me the money, you say, oh, by the way, I owe you $100. Here's $100. I have to put the money into the tzedakah bag. And when I go home, I have to take it out. Why? Because if people see that you're giving me $100 in the street, they don't know that it's a personal debt that you owe me money. What are they going to think? You're giving me tzedakah, right? For the cause. And I'm putting the money in my own pocket. So they tell you, you have to be so careful. You have to put the money in the tzedakah box that you're collecting for. And then when you come home, it's your money, so you have a right to take it out. But we don't want people to suspect you, I mean, to such an extent. So there's a whole process with the shkolim, the procedures, how they went in, how they took the money, and they had a few people there at the same time that nobody should suspect anybody else, and it should be a testimony, you know, witnesses and everything else. So Rabbi Yudah said the name of Shmuel, coming back here, that if you the new kabbanis of Nissen has to be taken from the new shkolim. If you took from the old shkolim, you're yaitzah, but you didn't do it properly. So the Gemara says, Tanya Namihachi, let's just finish this. Tanya Namihachi, so we taka learned, clearly like Rav Yudah Mishmol says, because he says, kabbanis siba barim ba'achah b'nissen, the kabbanis that come on the first of Nissen, mitzvah lahavi min achadosh, it's a mitzvah to bring it from the old, from the new shkolim. Hevi min ayashin, if you brought it from the old shkolim, yatzah, Ella shechisa mitzvah. It wasn't lacking in the mitzvah. Then he says, "Yachash is nadiv mishalei." What happens if a person brought a carbon using funds of a private person? What happens if they brought the carbon from private funds? It's kosher. Belvachi yimsunum letzibur. On the condition, though, that the person gave over the money to the tzibur. In other words, when a guy gave money for the Beis Hamikdash, it lost its private ownership. He had to give it over to the tzibur that it wasn't his money anymore. Why? It's a very simple reason. Hashem doesn't want the Jews to say, oh, I have more than you in the Beis HaMikdash, I have a bigger share because I gave more money than you. It's not your money anymore. Once you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be mustered in the tzibur. It has to be given over to the tzibur. So the Gemara says, pshita, of course. So the Gemara says, ma'od, the time I would think. Maybe Hitaka didn't give it over to the Beis HaMikdash properly. Kamash Milan, we're not afraid of this. If you give it over, you give it over right. So now the Gemara says, "V'tana didon." Why doesn't our Tana say this in the Mishnah? In our Mishnah, that Rosh Hashanah for new shkolim is Nissen. So Gemara says, "Gativin l'ktani." The fact that Halacha says, "Mehevi yotzeh b'diavad," is good. Psikolei, our Tana doesn't want to say it. Because our time is only saying absolute rules. If Nissan is the first month of the Shkolim, but B'diavid, you're Yaitza anyway, so our Mishnah doesn't want to say it.